John 19:30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus' work for us on Calvary's cross comes to a crescendo in his proclamation, "It is finished." These words mean at least three things. "It is finished" means, first, that God wins. God's grace overcame the sin of man. "It is finished," which is just one word in the Greek, tetelestai, means not just it's over, but completed to the fullest, accomplished in the highest degree. I think that here Jesus is referring not only to the cross itself, but to his entire life. From the first moment to the last, Jesus' life redeems ours, if we'll have it. His perfect and sinless birth, life, and death, all of it is God's extravagant and gracious covering for our own sinful lives. From the Word became flesh to Jesus' final breath, God meets us step for step and can redeem each season of our lives by the once for all offering up of his Son. Verse 30 also tells us that our Lord spoke these words after drinking sour wine. Isn't that interesting? Earlier in the crucifixion, he was not willing to drink the wine mixed with myrrh. This wine was offered as a sedative for Jesus' suffering. But he was willing to drink the sour wine. Why? This cheap Oxus vinegar wine, it even sounds vinegary, right? Oxus was the drink of day laborers and ordinary soldiers. Even more astounding is that when he was given the drink, he was given it because he asked for it. "I thirst," Jesus said. This is the wine that filled the cup of the Father that he asked about in Gethsemane. It is none other than the cup of God's wrath for sin. And Jesus, listen, was willing to exhaust that vile cup. Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Friends, today, is this your God? Christians serve a God who says of sin, "Give it to me. I will drink it. I will overcome it. Put it into my nail-pierced hands. I am willing." Who could doubt the love and the care of a God like this? So that's the first thing. But the second is this. "It is finished" means that the debt is fully paid. There is nothing that you can add or subtract from it. The other three Gospels, you may know, give us an important detail about what happens after Jesus says, "It is finished." The temple curtain is torn from top to bottom, specifically from top to bottom and not bottom to top. That is to say, from heaven to earth. Because God dealt with sin, it is dealt with completely. That's what Hebrews says to us. You can no more add to or subtract from Jesus' work than you can add to or subtract from infinity. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy also towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he set our sins from us. Psalm 103:11-12. What the psalmist saw was the untold dimensions of Christ's work on the cross for us. In his book, The Ragamuffin Gospel, author Brennan Manning tells the story of a Catholic woman who was investigated by her diocese because of her purported visions of Jesus. These stories reached the ears of her archbishop, who decided to pay her a visit. Upon visiting her, he told her that if she had another vision, she should ask Jesus about the sins he confessed at his last confession. Certainly, he must have thought, this will settle the matter. She won't get the answer right, and I can certify her as misguided and wrong. Manning writes this. 10 days later, the woman notified her spiritual leader of a recent apparition. "Please come," she said. Within the hour, the archbishop arrived. "Did you do what I asked?" "Yes, bishop, I asked Jesus to tell me the sins you confessed in your last confession." The bishop leaned forward with anticipation, his eyes narrowed. "What did Jesus say?" She took his hand and gazed deep into his eyes. "Bishop," she said, "these are his exact words. I can't remember." So the debt is fully paid. There is nothing more to add or subtract. And then lastly, if that's true, then you are free to love and to serve the Lord. Perhaps tetelestai can be best translated into English as truly free. Not actually, of course, but that is the way God wants us to be. St. Augustine said, "Love God and do what you will." Well, that's exactly the kind of life we're given in Christ. We are free not to do our will. How could we? But to do God's will. But some of us lock our cages from the inside. We refuse the love of God. We run from God in different ways. We choose to carry our own burden instead of his blessing. "But it is finished" means true freedom. As our collect for peace teaches us, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. It is finished. Jesus had no need to speak these words for himself. He spoke them for us, each one of us here today. And they speak to us of the confidence we can have that no matter where we're at in life, Jesus can meet us there, bringing us redemption and newness of life in him. Amen. Thanks be to God.